Welcome to Selfish Confidence, a place where we can connect and be real about how hard it is to be your damn self. My name is Jess, and my goal is to help you build confidence and belief in yourself to live any life path you want, even if it's unconventional. It's time to flip off societal pressures and connect with women who've also felt on the outside by their life choices. We're here to encourage you to grab the mic and speak your truth. I know it can be scary, but we're in this together. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Selfish Confidence Podcast. It's Jess here, and we are in for a treat today, a really, really extra special treat. I have a fellow projector here, Human Design Galleys. Stephanie Earhart is here, and she is going to chat with us today about some really exciting things that she's got going on. So welcome, Steph. How you doing?
Hi, everyone. I am so, so excited to be here. Thank you, Jess, so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited, too. I met Steph recently when we were at Empower Her. I would have met you at the first one, but it was really the second one where I got to know you a bit more. And I was like, I need Steph to come on the podcast and to share everything that she's doing, because you have some really exciting things going on. And we had your business partner on before, Jess Jacobs. So I need you here. And then I need one with all of us together, because that'd be so much fun.
Oh my gosh, it would literally be a party. It's going to be incredible. I'm so excited for that. Yeah, Empower Her has been something that has been such a big part of my entrepreneurial journey. So being able to meet you and see you and Jess up on stage for the second event was just unbelievable. Something I'll never forget.
Oh, it was so much fun too. And you were so sweet in the front with your camera videotaping your best friend. And I was just like, so, so beautiful. And I know Jess and, well, the other Jess, all the Jesses were in the front seats, and they were like, you know, when we go up on stage, like, your friends can have our front seats. I was like, this is so nice. Everybody was so nice, like such a beautiful community.
I was just going to say that I think that's the one beautiful thing about everything that Keisha's created with Empower Her is everybody is just so nice and just so welcoming, because we're all in the same boat. Like, we're all there for similar reasons. So I do really love that about that community and everything she's created.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And I'm so glad that we got to connect today and sit down and chat on the mic today. We're all cozy. We got our teas. We're all ready to go. So can you tell us a bit about you, Steph, and where your story got started? Wherever that story that you feel in your stomach right now that you want to share, where did that story get started?
Oh my gosh, of course. So I can either give you guys the long version or the short version.
You're the boss today.
Yes, I'm going to go somewhere in the middle. So I'm kind of going to start like in the college era a little bit, just because I think it's so important and in my story. So when I was in college, I actually ended up switching my major about three different times. I went to community college for a few years, had to get things a little figured out. And then I did end up going to a four-year university and graduating with a degree in hospitality and tourism management. But before that, I switched my major from nursing to psychology. There was just some time where I just really didn't know what I wanted, who I really was, really what I wanted out of a career. And then I landed on hospitality just because I don't know. One of my friends from college was just like, you have the personality for it. You'd be great. And I just really fell in love with the idea of like planning events. And so throughout that time in college, I was like, all right, this is it. I have figured it out. I am going to be an event planner. I am going to plan weddings. Like, I thought my life was figured out. I was like, so pumped to graduate college and get this event planning job. And I just seriously, like, I thought everything was set. And so I did get a job in college for event planning. I got a job down here in New Jersey at one of the hotels around me. And it was like my absolute dream job. I felt so confident, so happy with everything. And then, of course, COVID hit. And as we all know, that really changed the trajectory and path for a lot of people, especially in the hospitality industry. And unfortunately, I lost my job. And at first, it was only supposed to be for a few weeks. It ended up being about 6 months until I went back to work. And then when I went back to work, after 2 weeks, they let me go again. And they had offered me another job within the hotel. But I was just so confused, and there was just so much going on. And there was just something in my heart and in my mind and in my gut that was just telling me, like, this is not the path for you anymore. And you're literally being like pushed off the ledge. And throughout some of the time that I was at this job, I was like making candles on the side. It was just a, like something to do. It was a hobby. And my boyfriend, Brett, he said when I lost my job, he goes, why don't you just go and make candles and figure it out and make it your full-time job? And part of me was like, there's absolutely no way. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea how to do this. But then there was also a part of me that was like, no, I can do this. Like, it was just this, you know, like the devil and the angel on the shoulders, like telling you one thing and another. But I ended up just going for it. And I had no idea what I was doing. I thought at the time that like, if I just put my candles on Instagram, everybody was going to come running and buy them. I found out a lot about that. And I started signing up for pop-up markets and different events locally. I learned about wholesaling products. I learned about candle making classes. And I learned that there's a lot of different ways that you can run a business. So through that, through different pop-up events and local farmers markets, I met my business partner, Jess Jacobs. And we decided to create Besties in Business, which is pretty much a place for entrepreneurs to come to go through like the highs and lows of entrepreneurship. We have networking events now. We have a podcast. We just have this incredible community of so many entrepreneurs, not only just locally in New Jersey, but across pretty much the United States. And it's just been so fulfilling to be able to create that community with Jess. And so, yeah, that kind of leads me up to now I like have my own podcast called Make It Count. And I feel like, and I just said this to my boyfriend before I jumped on this call, like, I feel like every week it's something different for me now where I'm coming up with like a new idea and I'm like, all right, I want to try this. I want to do that. So I feel like it's never ending.
I love that. And to see your smile as you talk about everything you're doing too is like the greatest gift because it means you're living in alignment. It means you're doing like all the things. And I just think that's so beautiful. I actually worked in hospitality too before the pandemic. So
oh,
I
no
did
way.
Social media management for about like 7 or 8 different properties and their websites. So I lost my job in the pandemic too because you didn't need a social media manager because nobody was traveling.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy to think about and like that part of your life?
It was wild. And now looking back, you know, a blessing in disguise, but it was really confusing because I had never been someone who was fired before. So I can understand that confusion even after going back and being like, oh, this doesn't feel right anymore.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. I just got chills because that's pretty much, it was one of the most confusing parts of my entire life. Like I've never felt more push and pulled. And it's actually really funny because this is why also for anybody listening in, it is so important not to cut your ties. And unless you've been really, really hurt by the business that you worked for, that's a different story. But I'm actually doing a pop-up event at the hotel tomorrow that I used to work for. And that's why I am happy that when I did eventually leave on my own terms that like I did it in a nice way because everything always comes back full circle in life. But I remember like when I did leave, I was so confused because like I said, they had offered me another position there, but I just felt it just didn't feel aligned. I was like, something is just telling me that this like is just not where I'm supposed to be right now in this season of life. So I totally understand that and respect that, Jess, because it was so confusing.
I'm so glad you listened though, because I think a lot of people have the story of being like, oh well, I went back and I accepted that other job and then I was there for a few years and then I realized, like, the fact that you learned it pretty quickly is like bang on. And I think too, like, where we're pretty young also, I think sometimes I have some guilt around that to like figure things out, whatever that means, but like at a young age, or to be able to listen to that and start your business. There's so many people who were like, oh, I wish I started in my 20s or in my 30s. And everyone's timeline is different. And I'm just really, really glad that you listened to that. I thought it was interesting too, how you said like, I thought I made it. I had it all figured out. And I like, I get that because there's so often everything I do, I'll be like, oh yeah, I totally know what I'm doing. Everything is so figured out. I am the best. These are things I'll say to myself sometimes in my head. And then a week later, you're like crying on the floor and you're like, I do not know anything.
Exactly.
It's like a roller coaster. It's so funny how we can go through those like highs and lows. So what would you say to someone who might be in a low right now with something like that? They think they have life figured out or they're in the high.
Yeah.
And the low might be coming because it does happen in a roller coaster, especially entrepreneurship. What would you say to that person who just realize that they don't have life figured out?
That is such a good question. I would have to say, and this might be very basic, but to just feel your feelings, let yourself feel it. Like if you need to go through that low and cry on the floor, or for me, I like to go sit on the beach and cry, which is like kind of crazy because you're in public, but that just is healing for me. Do what you need to let that feeling go and just get rid of it. So if you're in that low and you just need to cry it out, or you need to go lock your door and listen to some really loud music, or go sit on the beach, do whatever you need to do to let it go so that you can move forward, because you're gonna move on from it. Like, it's not gonna last forever. You're gonna move through it.
Yeah. I feel like that sad season, like even if it's a day, is really actually helpful. Like just like let yourself have a sad day and be like, oh, I don't have it figured out. I'm only in my 20s and 30s. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Of course we don't. I don't know why we think sometimes we do.
I think too, with something that's been really helpful for me, especially these past few months and on this entrepreneurial journey, is just realizing that like these moments that we go through where we do feel that confusion or that sadness, like we are feeling that for a reason. It is really just part of our journey, and it is there for us to maybe figure something out or learn something to use it to help us grow. And something that I'm realizing now, that like when I look back on my college years, or even like I just said, like with my previous jobs or even high school, and I think about those really low moments, I am so grateful that I went through them. And I am so proud of the person that I was. And I look back on her and I'm like, wow, like you got me here. Yeah. So thank you for like going through that low and not allowing yourself to break and not giving up, but just like continuing to keep coming back and pushing forward.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't realize that until the other day when someone asked me a question like, wow, like that season was so badass for you. And I was like, huh? I was a broken mess. Like, what do you mean? They're like, oh no, you're such a badass. And I was like, you know what? I am going to start to lean into the energy. Cause like,
exactly.
Thankful for that version of me who went through that hard season. I love that. Can you tell us about starting your first business? So the homemade New Jersey candles, like wild, like it came from you just being like, hey, I like making candles.
Yeah.
Like, where did you find the confidence to really just step into that? Was it your boyfriend who was like, you should do this full time? Or like, I know this can be such a journey for entrepreneurship. So like, where did you find the confidence and how has that journey been? And where? What year did you start it? Just question on that too.
2019 was when I officially started making and selling candles. So it's actually a really, really funny story. So my boyfriend, Brett, is actually the reason that I make candles. it's actually kind of cute. So in college, I worked at this little local shop near me in New Jersey, and I just loved smelling candles. And I think that's when my entrepreneurial spirit really began. I mean, there's plenty of other times, but that was really like the moment for me where I think I realized like that it's something I really wanted to do, was be an entrepreneur, because I worked for this lady in this shop, and I just loved seeing all these people that were making things and bringing them in there. And at the time, they didn't call them pop-up events. They would call them trunk shows, because it's like you bring everything in a trunk and sell it. And I just thought it was so cool. And I would go home to Brett and tell him, like, there's these people and they make candles and they make bracelets and they sell them. And this is so cool. And Brett's like 4 years older than me. So he definitely had a little bit of more experience in like the entrepreneurial mindset. He actually was like an entrepreneur before I was, like, by all means. He's incredible. He's done so many things on his own. So he would tell me, he's like, well, why don't you do that? Like, you could do that. And at the time, like, we had just met. This was like not even a year into us dating. And I was like, absolutely not. No. That's not for me. Like, I can't do those things. And so a few years later, when we started living together, he was like, well, I really, really think you could make candles. Like, I don't know why you're holding yourself back. And I was like, because I've never been the person that's crafty or could do these things. And so he bought me a box of wax and he bought me some like things for candle making. And he's like, you're never going to know if you don't try. And so I did it. I just like made the worst crappy candles in the entire world. They didn't even smell. They barely burnt. but I was proud of myself. And, you know, I think it was just one of those moments where I was like, okay, they're crappy and they're not the best, but like, I can do this. I can make them better. And yeah, that was kind of where I started with it. And I always have to give some sort of credit to Brett because he was a huge influence for me with it.
That's so nice to have someone to believe in you that much to actually get started.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because I don't think I ever would have done it on my own. Now I think it's a completely different story. I have a lot more confidence. And to somebody who is in that spot, you know, that I was when Brett was pushing me, I always try to tell people, like, you can do it and it's going to come out crappy at first. Like, it's not going to be perfect. And you just have to keep going and learning and researching and figuring it out.
How long do you think it took you from first crappy candle to like starting to understand if you have it figured out?
Oof. I still don't really have it figured out. I don't think I'm ever going to. Yeah, I'm learning every single day, especially with a product-based business. Mm-hmm. It's never like, okay, I have the best candle ever. No, I still screw up. I still learn things every day, and I think that's the beauty in it. But I would have to say, like, from when my candles absolutely were unsellable to the point of being like, okay, I feel really, 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 these are reliable candles. It took me actually selling the candles and finding out things that, like, oh, it's not burning down like this correctly, or this is wrong with it. And honestly, I would have to say, like, within the past 2 years is when I really am like, okay, like, I have a product that I feel comfortable setting at this price and, you know, doing more with, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite scent?
Oh my God, there are so many. I have like probably close to 40 to 50 scents, maybe more. There's probably more than that. Yeah. But right now, because we're in like the Christmas season, it's definitely like the Christmas tree candle. It's just my absolute bestseller and it's just phenomenal. I'm always burning it this time of year.
Oh, that's so awesome. Has there been one piece of this entrepreneurial journey since you started that you're just like, I'm so glad I learned that?
Oof, that is such a good question. I think it's that failure is not real. There is no such thing as failure or failing. Because if you do something and you screw up or you make a mistake, you can always come back from that and learn from it and try again and do better the next time and continue to keep learning. So in my opinion, I've never failed. I've only ever learned and grown from it. I say on the Best Season Business podcast all the time that like people think they fail because in school they teach you that if you fail a test, you fail. Or if you fail the class, you failed. But if you fail the test, they always give you time to make it back up, right? Or bring your grade back up. And if you fail the class, you can always retake it. So in my opinion, I just don't think that failure is a thing. And I've really learned that a lot through entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah. Failure is not a thing. You're right. Even though sometimes we feel like we do.
Yeah.
And we kick ourselves when we're down. But I love that concept of always thinking of it as growth.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and I'm not a crafty gal, not a crafty gal at all. So the way that you said that too, like I wasn't a crafty person. The fact that you built a product-based business as not a crafty gal is impressive. So what would you say to the person who's listening right now? And they're like, I am crafty. Like I can make some things. I have a craft room, you know, I make bracelets or I do this and it's just for fun. But I don't know how to turn it into a business. Like, what would you tell them?
I love this question so much because I think it's so, so important. And just dealing, I've seen a lot of people in this past year or so through the Besties and Business community that they come and that's the biggest thing is they have something, they have an idea, but they're so scared to take a step on it or take action in it. And something that I would definitely say to somebody that might want to start a product-based business is that you are never going to know if you don't try. It's so... so true. When I first started like selling my candles, I had absolutely no idea where to start. Like I said, I was like on Instagram, had like maybe 50 followers. And I was just like, all these people are going to start buying my candles, right? And honestly, it was mostly like friends and family that were buying candles at the time. I didn't know my pricing structure, nothing. And it wasn't until I started going to like stores, right? And again, my boyfriend Brett was the first person that ever pushed me to go and try to wholesale in a store. And the first store I ever went to, I physically thought I was going to puke all over this lady's floor. I felt so bad. We walked into the store and Brett literally had to like hold my hand and bring me to the counter. And he told the lady, he's like, she makes candles. And I couldn't even speak. I was just like, oh my God, like, what do I do? And now, you know, 3 years later, I work with about 20 different wholesale stores between like Monmouth and Ocean County in New Jersey. And, you know, I just keep expanding and it's just incredible how far you can come. So it really, really just takes time. And again, reminding yourself that like, you're probably going to make a crappy product at first. Like, I'm not trying to say that in a rude or mean way. But it's not going to come out perfect the first few times you make it. And it really just takes getting out there. And like I said, like growing, like just figuring your product out as you go. And, you know, the more and more that you practice and keep doing things like showing up to different wholesale stores and telling them about your product. You know, I started wholesaling with this person in Red Bank, New Jersey, and they were like, you should do a candle making class. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. So I spent 2 months trying to figure out how do I do a candle making class? How do I show people how to make candles? And again, couldn't sleep at night, like over this, like, practically felt like I was going to puke, but now I do candle making classes all the time and it's a no-brainer for me. So it really, really is just putting yourself out there, taking the risk, feeling like you're going to puke half the time and not being afraid of that feeling and pushing through it and not like reframing your mindset with failure to know that like at first things are not going to be perfect. There really like is no such thing as perfection. Like I'm not perfect. My product is not perfect. And I don't mean to say that to scare people from buying it, but it's just like, it's a learning experience. My product is good. I'm very proud of my product, but there's always something I can learn and improve on. So I think when you reframe your mindset as a product maker with that outlook of like, I should always be learning. I should always be trying new things. I have to keep growing. Then that's how you succeed, because you just can't be afraid to take risk and go for things and push yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I love that Brett pulled you into the store and made you do it because that's, I'm wondering if it's a projector thing because I'm very similar in that sense where I can like as a projector, for those of you who don't know human design, our strategy is to wait for the invitation. So you wait until someone comes to you. You'd wait until a store would come to you and say, hey, have you ever considered wholesaling? So for you to put yourself out there like that would feel really uncomfortable. And I'm the same way. Like I am really uncomfortable with like walking up to someone and being like, hey, I have a podcast, or walking up to someone and being like, hey, I have a business. It's so awkward. And Glenn is always like the one who's like, Jess, like say something. Like, why won't you say something?
Brett used to get so mad at me, and he still does sometimes because that is something he really pushes me for is the wholesaling. And I love that you brought up with the like being a projector and waiting for the invitation, because before I even knew my human design, I would beat myself up because I'd be like, why can't I like go and do these things and show up at these stores and feel comfortable talking about my product? And when I learned that about myself, about being a projector, I was like, that makes so much more sense because now I know like it feels aligned for me when other people invite me. And then I know, like, I feel like very confident and comfortable telling them like, no, this product is going to be incredible and it's going to do so well in your store. And I have noticed that with myself, with mostly through the Homemade NJ business, because that was a huge thing for me. It was like, Brett was really pushing the wholesale stores. And I'm like, I can't go in these stores.
Yeah. It's so uncomfortable. You're like, I can't self-promote. What are you talking about? I was always so jealous of the people who could, right? Yes. That could just say like, hey, like, oh, I have this company. We should work together sometime. I'd be like, you could just like promote yourself like that? Like, I love that for you.
I know.
I'm just really jealous because I always, even to this day, like I'm in a course right now. It's teaching us like how to like pitch ourselves to different media outlets and to put yourself out there more and to be more visible. And I'm just like, vomit in a bucket.
Exactly. That is so funny. Yeah, I feel very similar. And I think like between both Homemade NJ and Besties in Business, I've learned a lot through it. I still have my struggles of like wanting to pitch myself, but I love that you say that because it is important. And it's something that I definitely want to work on and grow through throughout the next few years. That's something I'm been trying to work on.
Yes. And to our projector friends who are listening, who are like, I really don't like self-promotion too. Even though you're supposed to wait for the invitation, there's things that you can do. So if you're listening, you're like, I have no idea, send me a message. I'm happy to connect with you on it, because there are things you can do. You don't have to just sit at home and knit until the invitation comes. You can do something. You can hang out with us on a podcast, right?
Yeah, of course. No, I'm going to take you up on that. We might have to chat about this, Jess, because it's something I'm struggling with.
it's so interesting. And I, especially when you said that too, because I'm like, oh man, it's like that with Glenn also. Even like at a Christmas party, he's like, yeah. Jess, like, why won't you tell people what you do? And I'm like, hey, I'm Jess.
Yeah.
He's like, people want to know. And I'm like, I know, but it's so awkward. So it does. It takes some confidence and some courage to kind of step into that in entrepreneurship for sure. So like, you 100%. Also have a second business. Not only do you have one, you have two, which is just wild to me. So the Besties in Business, which is a podcast, which is a community. Can you tell us a bit about your partnership with Jess Jacobs? How is it working with a partner? I think she's a manifesting generator. Like,
yes.
Yeah. So like working with, you know, a partner in business, having a collaboration, and just like really how you got started and built this beautiful business that you have together in New Jersey.
I love talking about my business partnership with Jess. And it's something that we've really become super open with on the Besties in Business podcast, because it's important, you know, and I feel like business partners are one of those things where it kind of scares people sometimes. Like, they're kind of scared, like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. But I've learned so much through it, and so has Jess. And we really, really strive to try to help people understand what it's like to have a business partner and how you can work through it and how you can have great communication. It's funny that you ask, like, how it started, because it was definitely an invitation. Jess and I met, like I said, we met through a farmer's market a few years back, and she actually bought a candle from me, and she came up to the table and bought a candle. And she was telling me how she was making all these pivots in her new business with Pups Abilities. And of course, I'm just always over the moon. I was, especially back then, always over the moon to meet other entrepreneurs and hear what they were doing. I loved hearing people's stories about what they were doing. And so we just became really close friends super easily. We ended up going to a networking event locally to us called Babes in Business in New Jersey. Together, I invited her, and we went out and had a pretzel and wine together. And we just started, Jess and I, our friendship really started from having these incredible conversations about entrepreneurship. And we went to this networking event, and we saw all these women connecting, and we just felt so connected to that. And then we started doing like pop-ups and farmers markets together. And we would always ask to have our tables near each other. And we would just have these like heart to hearts in the middle of a farmer's market about the highs and lows of entrepreneurship and how we wished more people could feel that and experience it and talk about it openly and freely. And we just really realized the importance of that. And Jess just looked over at me one day, and I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. She was like, do you want to just like start a business and talk about these things and help other people? Because one of the things we've really, really learned on this journey is that we don't have coworkers as entrepreneurs. Most of us are solopreneurs, meaning that it's just us in our business. So sometimes you need to know that you have a community, or you have friends that are going through such similar things that you can talk to through those, like we were talking about in the beginning of this conversation, those really, really low points in your journey, to have somebody on your side through that, to have somebody that you can be like, hey, look, I'm having a really bad day through this entrepreneurship. Can you help me? What can I do? And to have that in your corner is so, so important. And honestly, it's probably one of the biggest reasons that you're going to survive entrepreneurship, is having people to help you and tell you like, yeah, you've got this, you can do these things. So that's how we kind of started. And we just started a podcast. We took Keisha Get Mary's podcast course from Empower Her. And we started our podcast, and we went to Empower Her Live together. And we just, our friendship just took off. And we just realized that like, this was so important, and we really wanted to help other entrepreneurs. And now we have a podcast, and we do local networking events in New Jersey. We've had about 7 now, I believe. We're doing our 8th one this coming Monday. So it's just been so incredible. And I'm so grateful for the partnership with Jess. And like I said before, we've learned so much about how to communicate with each other. That was really the biggest thing that we learned, was like, okay, texting doesn't always work for business partners. Like, it is really important to have phone calls, make sure that we're putting our friendship first too, and meet up like once a month, not to do work, but to just hang out and maybe have a glass of wine and chat, you know? So we've learned so, so much. And, you know, I hope that we can help other people one day who want to start partnerships as well.
Oh, I love that. And I think communication, you're right, is so important in business and in relationships. Do you have any tips for someone who is thinking about going into business, maybe with their best friend, maybe with a stranger they met online? We don't know. And they're just not sure if a business partnership is the right thing for them. How would they know that that's the right step? And like, how can they ensure good communication in their partnerships?
I love this question. So the biggest thing that I can say is that when Jess and I started our business partnership, I had this just gut feeling that I have only felt maybe one or two times in my life. It was just this pull. It literally was like, I can't even describe it. You know, when you're like at the top of a roller coaster and your gut just clenches, but in a fun way, and you're just like, oh my God. So that's literally how I felt. And it was the quickest yes I've ever had in my entire life. And I just knew, like, I just knew throughout my entire body that this was going to be not only life changing, but I knew we were going to be able to help so many people. And in the back of my mind, I just knew, for some reason, not even knowing Jess that well, that we were going to figure it all out no matter what. And I would have to say the biggest thing in a business partnership is you just have to be very confident that the person that you're going into business with, you can trust, that you can talk to about absolutely anything, even outside of business. Like, there are things I've told Jess that I've never told anybody else in my entire life. And we've only been friends for about 2 or 3 years. But you just have to be able to be super open with the person and very communicative. And if you're feeling something, or if you're feeling like off about something in the partnership, like, you have to be able to step up and say, hey, I'm kind of feeling off about this. What can we do? And we've learned to compromise. And we always joke around that our business partnership is kind of like a sisterhood slash being married, because we literally have a contract. Like, I am more contracted to Jess than I am with my boyfriend right now. Like, as weird as that is to say, and as corny and creepy as that sounds, like, Jess and I literally signed a contract between each other. So yeah, you just really have to look at it as honestly, like, and it's, again, it sounds weird, but like a relationship, and you know that you're always going to be growing with each other. And if there does come a day where you just don't feel aligned completely anymore with the business partnership, like, you have to know that this is the type of person that is going to be proud of you for whatever you do next and want good things for you. And I think that is so, so important. And also, biggest thing, always put your friendship before business, and be able to have, like, maintain that friendship within your business. Like I said, like, once a month, Jess and I always have a day where we go out and we don't even talk about business. We just make sure that that friendship is still there, and that we're always just, like, you know, working on it.
Oh yeah. It's very similar too, to like a marriage. You're right. Or like, even like a couple that works together that is married. You're like, oh, like, you know, put the marriage first, or all these things. Like, I get that. So I think it's huge that you guys can do this together. I love that you have a contract and that you and Jess are stuck together. But, yeah, you know, Brett's a loose end, so he might it's not the same. I love that so much.
It's okay. He understands.
He gets it. Yeah. He's an entrepreneurship. He understands. I love it. And I love the two of you together. You're both so sweet and so kind. Aww. And your business together is really inspiring, I know, to a lot of people. Podcasts and everything is just so much fun. So I love it. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, your new podcast?
Yeah.
The podcast that you're doing on your own. So not only are you doing the Besties in Business podcast, you're also doing your own called Make It Count.
Yeah.
That is wild that you're doing two podcasts at once. Can you tell us a little bit about this? And, like, where did you get the idea to launch this new podcast?
Yeah, of course. So I just had this moment this past summer where I mean, I've had an idea on my heart for a while to start another podcast, but this summer it just, again, was like this crazy gut feeling. And I remember Jess was actually down at my house one day and I looked at her and I'm like, I think I'm about to start another podcast. Are you cool with that? And she was like, are you kidding? Yeah. And I like told her the idea about it. And she was like, you have to do this. I'm like, all right. So she literally left my house. And within an hour, I had 3 episodes recorded. I was like, all right, this is happening. Like, this is real. So within 2 or 3 days, I had an Instagram. I had everything set up. I was like, all right, I'm going for it. And it was just one of those things where I'm like, I'm taking the risk. I'm going to jump. I'm going to see how this goes. Literally making it count. But that's like kind of how it started. The actual idea, and Jess, you're going to think this is so corny, but I love it. I am the biggest Titanic fan in the entire world, I think.
You love Titanic?
Obsessed.
Okay, well, some of the gravesites from the Titanic, including Jack, is here in Halifax, the city I live in.
No way.
So you're going to have to come up. I think we have a Titanic museum.
Excited.
We literally have the graveyard from a lot of people who were on the Titanic here in my city, in Halifax.
Stop it. I never knew that.
I'm pretty sure that you can go see Jack's grave here.
Oh, my God.
That's so crazy. Okay.
We're going to have to set up a trip.
Come on up.
I'm excited. But in the movie, Jack makes a speech and it's like all about him winning the ticket and getting on the Titanic. And at the end of his speech, he's like, I have the air in my lungs and a few sheets of paper. And, you know, he makes a toast and he's like, to making it count. And growing up, that was just always something that really stuck with me, was like, you have to find ways to make it count. And it can be as big as, you know, traveling the world the way Jack did in the Titanic, or it could be as small as like making sure to get up every day and go for your walk that makes you feel good. It's just really, really about finding the things in life that you know are going to light your soul up, and how finding little ways to make it count every day. And I don't know, I just felt this strong calling toward it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to show up for this. I'm going to tell my story about how I've made it count throughout my life and how I've watched other people make it count. And, you know, at first it was like so crazy because I would literally just like get on and turn the microphone on. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm talking about, going from being in a business partnership and having a, you know, the Best Season Business podcast where I had just to like bounce off of all the time, to now just being able to like turn the microphone on and just talk. It's a completely different world. So I definitely had to find my balance with it. And I am still like finding my balance with it, but I don't know the direction it's going. I'm really excited for it.
Oh, I love that. It's not corny. I think that's so sweet. And even when you say it, I'm like, yeah, like we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So we do got to make it count.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to love Titanic and Jack's speech. I was like, that just always stuck with me. Even my like graduation cap from college, it literally says make it count on it. And that
no
was like
way.
Years before I thought of making a podcast. So here we are.
I love it. And yeah, now you're going to have to come up to Halifax because we're not that
I know.
Far. And then
I
you can
love
come
that.
And check it out. I think as soon as you said it, I was like, that's a huge thing here. Like the Titanic graveyard
so
and all
cool.
the stuff. It's yeah.
I don't know how I never knew that. That like blows my mind because I've known about all the different places and museums. Like I just went to New York City last year with my mom to go to one of the museums. Like I just love all things Titanic.
Well, you're going to have to do your research on Halifax, Nova Scotia. Find out the details and then start your road trip up here. I'll be here mm-hmm. waiting, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I love
good.
It. If you could give us one piece of advice to all the women who are listening right now, like what would it be?
I would say right now the biggest thing that's on my heart is just don't give up on whatever is on your heart, whether it's a business or whether, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. Whatever's on your heart that you're passionate about, that you want to bring to this world, whatever light that is, just don't give up on it. And it's going to change a million times. You're going to pivot a million times, but figure it out. Just don't give up on it and keep going because it will be worth it. Like we will all get to where we want to be. We just got to keep pushing.
Yes. I do think about that a lot too, because I know where I am now in business and where I'm going to be 10 years from now looks really different. And if I were to give up today, with some days you want to, and if we were to give up now, you don't get to see where it gets to go. And it's going to go somewhere, which is really cool.
Exactly.
I love it. Where can our listeners connect with you, Steph? And like, what can they expect from you online? Where are your podcasts? What? Let's find you.
Yeah, of course. So as you guys probably can already hear, there's so much going on between Homemade NJ and Besties in Business and Make It Count. So I would say the best place that you can go to kind of find all those things is my personal Instagram. It's just SL Earhart. And on there, I have like all the links for all of the Instagrams and a link tree for all the different podcasts. But yeah, and Homemade NJ Candles is on there too. So I just think that that's the easiest hub to find everything else. But my pod, both the Besties in Business podcast and the Make It Count podcast, you can find it wherever you find your podcast. We're pretty much like on all the platforms, between Spotify and Apple. I think we're even on like iHeartRadio. So yeah, that's pretty much, that's why I'm saying like the easiest way is just to pop on the personal Instagram.
Amazing. And do you ship to Canada?
I do. I think I do. I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure I do.
Double check and let me know. Sure. Because I think 60% of our podcast listeners are in Canada, which I know they'll be loving your candles. You're not that far from the border. So maybe you should just, again, drive up here, come check out the Titanic graveyard, drop off your candles, and that'd be great.
I love it. Sounds like a plan.
Wonderful. I have a few questions that I ask every guest that comes on the podcast. You ready?
Yeah. Okay. Of course.
What is your favorite compliment to receive?
Ooh. I have to say that I have two answers for this. Sorry, okay. Super quick though. So you actually gave me a compliment when we were at Empower Her when you met me. You walked out and you said that my energy was like a warm hug. And for some reason, that just like made my day that day. I was like, that was the sweetest thing anybody has ever said to me.
Well, it is.
So I have to say thank you for that, because that really made my day. But I do like when people tell me how I make them feel. So whether it's something like that, where it's like, you know, my energy is really good, or I make them happy, or I'm, they feel comfortable around me. I like knowing that I'm making people feel something nice.
Oh, yeah. Your energy is like a warm hug. You just like, thank you, you just are. I thought you were going to say like, too, like, I like when people say I smell good. Because like where you have a candle company, like that would be a great compliment, right? Like, oh, like you
I do get that a lot. That's funny.
They're like, oh, yeah, you know, like Steph and smelling good, they go together.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. That is funny. I do get that one quite a bit now. So that is that's a good one, too.
What is your favorite thing to boost your mood when you're feeling grumpy?
I love going for a good walk. I try to walk every day, but I also love a good dance party. I guess just moving my body, especially Taylor Swift. She just has a song for every mood. So yeah, I'll put on Taylor Swift and either go for a walk or have a dance party.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. That's good. Do you have a song or quote that boosts your confidence?
So I don't know if you remember this, Jess, but at the first Empower Her Live, Amber Lillestrøm brought her daughter on stage and they sang Unstoppable.
Yes.
And from that point on, like that was just one of my favorite songs. And it came on like the day I got home. It was just like randomly came on the radio and I was in the car with my mom and I was just sobbing. I'm like, this is my song. So now every time I need like a confidence boost, that's the song I put on.
It's so good. And that moment was magical. And yeah, I'm right there with you. That's a great one. Good choice.
Thank
you. Well, thanks so much for being here, Steph, and for sharing all of your insights in business and sharing your truth with us and just being you. Like, I really appreciate you coming here and sharing your confidence with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited. I love your podcast. I love everything you're doing, Jess, and I really appreciate you.
Oh, I just love you.
Oh, I can't wait to come to Canada and see you.
Come on down. Or wait, come on up.
Yeah.
What's up, sis? I am so glad we could hang out today. If you love this episode, send it to a friend or share it on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me sprinkle some confidence in the world. And don't forget, you are magic. Let's show the world your shine.